Thanks again for joining me here at PreachingTheGospelThatSaves.com. Thanks again for subscribing to my bookstore blog, Books Not Found in Your So-Called Christian Bookstore. And like I've told you before, ask your pastor, you know, why we can't do a study on the so many versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck. Ask them, you know, when you're going to do a study on it as to why, you know, there's over 400 plus translations at your so-called Christian bookstore, and not one of them will tell you about the 1769 King James Bible, God's Perfect Words Without Error, the Blaney text. Ask them why. Ask them why that is. So as we go through the Phillips translation, the one that they said lacked faithfulness to the text, but yet they still published it, we're going to look at Luke 7:45. In God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible, perfect without one error in it, it says, "Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet." Okay? So here he's talking about kissing his feet. Okay? The Lord Jesus Christ. Because if you look at the context, if you read what's before the verse and what's after the verse, you get the context of it. Okay? And the verse before, it's Jesus about the woman, and I'll read it. "And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thy house, thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head." And then 45, "Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet." And verse 46, "My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment." So it's all about the whole washing of the feet is the context, okay? Let's see what Phillips has to say. "To avoid being explicit about the greeting by a kiss," a greeting? Phillips, in the first edition, translated Luke 7:45, "There was no warmth in your greeting," but he has changed this to, "You gave me no kiss of welcome." Did it say that at all in God's perfect words? That's all it says. Nothing about feet. It just says that she gave no kiss. Nothing about a welcoming kiss. It's just interesting how it's so... the text of the new translations are not poetic, because they're not God's words. The 1769 King James Bible is, okay? And when you read it, you can tell that there is no sense of God. You can, when you are a Bible believer, let me change all of it. When you are a Bible believer, when you believe God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible, and you read these dumbed down new translations from the pit of hell, you can tell. It's as simple as that. They are absolutely heinous. The words that are missing, the context that is missing, and it just reads like, it's not telling you anything. You're not learning one thing from it. More next month. Thanks again.